Hello and welcome to Balls Out No Flops, a rugby league fan cast. Today we're going to talk about
all sorts of things. on the spot. We're gonna flop our balls out.
Yep. We'll talk about
There's
all
some
things.
Deep flopping, apparently.
Deep flopping, mate.
Deep flopping. We're gonna obviously talk about Origin.
Origin, there's a lot of flopping there.
I've always got ideas, you know me, and I've got a few ideas to put to the table. We'll see what you think about that. And some other ideas.
Oh, wow. And you give me shit about my intros. Welcome to what's going to be round 15 of the NRL. Today we are without Morten Paragon. He's gone again.
Can you believe it?
Well, the rumour is...
rumour's swirling around.
The rumours are swirling around, but he's taken off with Elsie Albert. And they're building habitats for the homeless. So it's all above board. Everything's above board, I'm sure.
Elsie Albert, who does she play for? Which... St. George, is it?
Or did you move
Para
on?
Now. Yeah. Para now. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, well, they've sort of hit it off, haven't they?
They did. They met. They met at a at a speed dating, apparently, just really hit it off. Had a lot to talk about.
Yep. Yep. Well, good luck to him. You know, it's just good luck to him. That's all I can say for Morten.
But good luck to us habitats for the homeless too. Yeah.
Us workhorses over here, we're fucking just turn up, don't we, mate?
Draft horses, mate. We are like medieval Viking animals.
He's Morten, I tell you. He's the Iron Curtain, as we've called him before.
He doesn't give you anything, does he?
2 years ago, he told us he's going to have to. This he can't do Wednesday. 2 years and he's expected us.
Pencil
to
it
remember.
In, he said. Pencil it in. Like we had pencils.
But
so
yeah,
you're stuck with the idiots today.
Yeah, all those Morten fans out there, you can switch off now.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. It's, I find it very surprising. He is the voice of...
He's...
Well, I guess he represents... what does he represent? He represents the everyman.
Yeah, the alcoholic.
Well, he talks about beer a lot.
He represents the alcoholic. He represents people with no sort of feelings, passion. Oh. He's quite cold.
So talking about sociopaths here, right?
He's a cold man. Have you touched him before?
Yeah,
freezing.
He is cold.
Freezing, man. He's no matter how hot it is outside, his core temperature is at least fucking 8.
He's like a lizard. He needs a hot rock to lie on.
Oh. Look at this. Now you listen. And you listen good. Because this is how it's going to be. You're either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head.
Balls out or flop. What's it going to be?
Great song.
Yeah. Oh, song. I usually fade out, but fuck it. Just hitting the buttons today. So, balls out of flops, what's it going to be? I'm flopping hard, mate. Flopping deep. Deep flops.
Good.
Like a fat cunt in a wading pool. Well, that's not deep, that's shallow, isn't it?
It would be.
How is your wading pool? Oh, that was a jibe, wasn't it? Unfriendly jibe. Origin. Fucking hate it.
Yep.
I love it and I hate it at the same time.
Yep.
But what it does to fucking club level football.
It's not on.
It decimates teams.
It's not on.
We've lost in the NRL, Cam Murray's out. Latrell Mitchell's out. JR is out. That's just Souths, right?
That's just Souths.
Just
yeah.
Souths. That's what, and that's what's really shitting me. And I don't give a fuck about him. But you know, you got Nathan Cleary, Cleary. Out too. Cleary, he's good to watch. He's a good player.
There'll be more as well.
There'll be more.
There'll be more.
Havili.
Yeah, but we used to rest players, really. We used to rest players. Now they're not in resting players. You know why? Because the competition's so tight, you can't fucking afford to rest players.
And they adjust their loads.
And they force them out onto the field, mate. Fucking, I know Hudson Young only played 30 minutes. That's a bad example. Oof, sorry.
Jesus.
We'll get to that later.
If you call it played.
Cleary, 80 minutes of State of Origin, and a few days later he's backing up playing that's another 80 ridiculous. Minutes. That's just bullshit.
And
mate.
He did his hammy bad. That one's a fucking... A Star Search special.
And it rips the competition apart for like 8 weeks. Not 2 weeks, not 3 weeks, yeah. 8 weeks. It's
you,
just fucking...
You know what's important is clubland, mate. You're there to win a comp. Origin gives you nothing. It gives you nothing. I get it. It's the best... It's the pinnacle of the game played between the best players, but it's not worth anything.
Well, I was going to ask you this question before.
Go.
I'll ask you now. What's better, Origin or finals footy?
Finals.
No brainer. Yeah. I'm saying at least 95.
If your team's in.
If we polled that, which we won't, that would be at least 95% people saying finals footy with your team in is much better.
Oh, that's than what, yeah, then the question is what's better? Sex and food or finals footy? And then you, well, Jesus.
Wow.
Why not have all three? yeah, I just found it, you know, look, and we. JR's out for up to 8 weeks. And that was a hip drop tackle too. Fucking flop to the NRL for just fucking flopping on the hip drops. I read an article yesterday in the Herald saying that Souths have lost 28 weeks worth of players. So have four different players over different times to
is
hip drops.
Is this a Reddit article? Or?
No. It's a Sydney Morning Herald. Listen, mate. Listen. Not the neckbeards on Reddit. but yeah, Origin, it's pinnacle. It's good to watch. You know, I have schnitzel and cocaine barbecue.
Well, I've got.
That's not true. I don't have schnitzel. No, I do. And, you know, it's good to watch and it's a pinnacle of our game, but it's worth nothing and it leaves you fucking very vulnerable if you're making a run for the title.
I've got a solution, but I'll talk about that later. A very good solution.
Okay.
That will make it about something. But anyway.
I want to flop again. Referees.
Oh, yeah, go.
Referees
flop.
Were just
good, deep flopping
on the weekend, man. Touch judges in particular. A touchy that called back that ball in the Dragons game.
Yep.
When their fullback was off and running, you know. The touchy calls it back and says it was a knock on. The ref let it go, but the touchy called it back.
Yep.
What happened to the ref letting it go, letting the cunt score the try? Sorry, the player, score the try, and then reviewing it after that. Remember how they used to do that? They used to let it go, boom, try score,
safe bet.
Then we review.
Yep.
Instead, he just stopped it, and it was an error, and it could have cost the Dragons a game.
The touchies do absolutely nothing. And
they're useless.
I dreamt this in the preseason that we were sitting here talking about the touchies, and I had a whole bit for it. And I don't know if I've done it yet or not, but if there was a comedy character...
It does sound familiar.
It does. for a touch judge.
Yeah.
They're useless. There's no point having them. So let's replace them with some fucking comedy characters. Yeah. I'd have Ace Ventura on one hand and maybe David Brent on the other one.
All righty.
Have some fun. Have some fun with it because they don't do anything anymore.
Mm.
They just get it completely wrong constantly. They can't even run on the field anymore. It's just,
the officiating shouldn't be costing teams the 2 points.
Yeah, it does, though.
I know. It really does. Morton?
Morton, what do you think?
Crickets, mate. Crickets.
My ball's out.
That's nice. Positive note.
Ricky.
Okay. Come on, mate.
Yeah. Come on. I've tried to not talk about the Raiders. I've tried to just...
Really?
No, I never do. I never bring up
when
the Raiders.
When have you not talked
I'm
about
quiet
the Raiders?
On the Raiders, mate, all right? But Ricky, for calling out... The journos for what they are, a bunch of textbook reading dibby dobbers who think they know it all about the game.
Muppets, he called
them, didn't he? They don't know shit, mate. They sit and read and write their stories while the real men make the decisions. Okay?
Yeah,
they're in the trenches. The real men, the coaches, the players, they're in the trenches, and these dickweebs are sitting there scrutinizing everything, you know, in a comfortable fucking seat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somewhere.
No, absolutely.
And the argument is that, oh, no, they get paid for opinions. Well, fuck your opinions.
Yeah. Wasn't he really having to go at Kronk here too?
Kronk as well.
Yeah. Well, but I'm happy for anyone to have a go at Kronk.
Everyone can have their opinions, but I don't want to hear their opinions. And they've made their opinion. They've manufactured importance with their opinion.
Yeah.
Do you know whose opinion I want to hear? I want to hear the opinions of players, coaches, yeah, trainers, people that are knee-deep right in the game. I don't need to hear the journo's opinions.
Would you say balls deep?
Balls deep.
Thank you.
not some dweeb sitting behind a desk, mate. I want to hear the coaches. And they're stopping real conversations being had because of all the scrutiny that the journo's put on the players and the coaches. So yeah, they need to shut up, mate. Danny Widler, Chamis, Karyanis.
I like Karyanis.
I know you like Karyanis.
Karyanis is all right.
They're all just playing. Karyanis, has he even touched the football before? Seriously, has he played? Like, I know he hasn't played at the start with
Kronk has, and well, look at him,
fucking Kronk. He's the big man. He's either the wizard of rugby league. Get stuffed, mate. Yeah. I want Horsburgh's opinion on hip drops. I want fucking Bellamy's opinion on the touch judges.
Yeah, they're all right, eh? Bellamy's a bit, well, I'm sure. Yeah, I'd like. Bellamy should be mic'd up the whole time.
Well, they should have opinions like the journos do, and they shouldn't be fucking scrutinised left, right and centre and put under the spotlight by these fuckwit journos. They should be able to talk their truth. Speak the players, coaches, trainers just come out there and just talk about the game.
What is your truth, Ricky? And he did call them Muppets, didn't he? So, you know, in honour.
Show with tonight's guest star, Mr. Joel Grey.
Oh, come on, what a guy, though. Come on. He's got the guts to get out there and take on. And a lot of the journos are sitting back the next few days going, was he talking about me? Yeah. Was he talking about him? And they're just palming it off, and they're all coming out going, I was in favour of his decision. I didn't say anything bad. Yeah. If you go back 2 days ago,
they're all scared of him, aren't they? That's weird. They're all scared of him.
And there's no romance in the game anymore, is there?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, there is this weekend.
Okay. This weekend.
Raiders' decision on Croker's 300th just brought back the romance in the game.
Yeah, romance?
Yeah, I think it did, mate. I think it was quite romantic to hold him off. Hold him off for one game and then play it at home, in front of the fans. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know if romance is the right word.
It was romantic, yeah, mate. I think it was romantic, just holding off just till he gets a home game.
Mate, can I tell you this? I'm worried about him because...
Croker?
Yeah, Croker, because I saw footage of him with his little kid in the backyard, and the little kid just ran over and grabbed his leg, and Croker fell over.
Yeah,
come on. I don't think that's NRL ready for your 300th. He just fell to pieces, mate. The kid was on top of him. I don't know what's going on there.
And just
tackled easily.
Raiders theme, just quickly, Corey Horsburgh. No one picked this up except for one of the fans that I read on one of the social media sites. There was one part in the game against the Tigers. He made every tackle in the set.
Yeah.
And then the charge down at the end.
Yeah.
He made every... I went back and watched it. Every tackle in that set and then the charge down. He's my special boy.
He's your special boy.
He's my special boy now.
Mate, you know what he should be doing? You know how those players, those ex-players do those really long 100-kilometre walks for charity and stuff?
Yep.
He should tackle his way from Canberra to Queensland. Just tackle, walk up the street, whatever road it is, whatever highway, and just tackle everyone he sees all the way up there till he gets picked. Because, he is a special boy.
I would line up on the fucking Hume Highway wherever he's going down.
To get tackled?
And, tackled and just clap, mate. I'd be one of those guys that's following him along, clapping alongside him.
Yeah, okay. So not getting tackled.
I'd get once. I'd love to get tackled by Horsburgh.
Now we're getting romantic, aren't we? That's what romance is. What about the Wyden rumour?
Oh, yeah, we went to the game against South, which we won and we didn't get to speak about. So
because I fucking left straight away. You're on the other side of the stadium. You and Jimmy the Hand were on the other side of the stadium. Yep. And Vince Van Pur. Vince Panther. It upsets me. And my beautiful wife and I sat on the other side in our member seats.
Yeah.
Take it from there.
Well, sitting next to a fan, and he seemed like a normal bloke. He had his kids there. You don't see normal blokes.
They seem normal, don't they?
Well, he pulled me aside. He said, come quick. And he's whispered, and he said, look, I know the real reason why Wyden's leaving Canberra. Apparently this guy, the fan, lives next to Goula's father. It's already just...
That's well, the best part of it.
He lives next to Goula's father.
He lives next to Goula's father, and Goula's father has said the reason why Wyden's leaving is because he got caught cheating. And his wife has said...
Allegedly. We don't know anything. We're just telling you what some random guy at the football told us, because we're a fan cast.
Yeah. And
go on.
And then his wife has said that we, you know, have to leave Canberra and you're not allowed to go on tour or anything like that at all. So
really?
It seems so far-fetched.
Bring in Horsburgh, mate. Big tackle on the missus.
And yeah. He's got to move to Sydney where there's going to be even more distraction. It just doesn't add up. Doesn't add up. But
doesn't, does it?
The guy had three kids there.
And he lives next to Goula's dad. Goula's. So, I mean, we can't discount that so easily, can we?
Interesting rumour.
I'm flopping out too.
Oh.
Another flop.
Yeah.
Roosters and Su'ali'i. What a bunch of shit. Were you going to talk about that at all?
No.
What a bunch of shit that turned out to be, right? Thank God South dodged a bullet. It's not often that the Roosters take one of ours and don't make them into a massive success story, but this time swapped Su'ali'i for Latrell and...
That's true.
I'm pretty happy about that.
That's true.
This kid's come over from Kings and from the Union code.
Oh, there's the problem to start with.
Played rugby league for South and did really, really well in the lower grades. Wanted everything his own way, and we said no. And then the Roosters said, oh, yeah, we'll give you everything your own way. Yep. And they did. And then he went behind their backs and signed with rugby. And now he's playing the worst football of his career.
It's pretty bad, yeah. And he's one of the reasons why they're not going so well, because they fucking went all in on him.
Yeah. He's on like 750 or something, yeah, right? And his first year.
Yeah. He's like 19 years old or whatever, and he's got to go.
He's just walking around knee and counting the head.
I think he's not going to last, is he?
No,
he needs to go. Roosters are pretty cutthroat. They'll get rid of him straight away. And it is crazy. Roosters were... number one pick for a lot of people out there. A lot of journos. No, you had him up there.
I had him up there, but not number one.
I had him grand finalist. So I had him winning it.
Winning it?
Well, so they fucking the team they had, mate. It's too many superstars.
Who made you want them to win? Nate Butcher, was it?
Their back line, they've got three fucking international fullbacks, best fullbacks in the comp.
You sound like Trump now. The great fullbacks, best, you'll see. The good fullbacks.
Can we talk about Origin?
Yeah, let's just have a minor break because we've got no Morton to break up our idiocy.
No soul Wales. Yeah, that's from my brother, that one.
No soul wankers.
Turned corporate, okay? You know why they wore the fucking dark jersey?
Go on.
So the fucking bank advertisement logo could stand out more. That's really why. Well, I'm just...
Yeah, that makes sense. Because if you're saying it comes from your brother, I believe it. This guy's a fucking Unabomber, mate. He lives in a shack in the woods.
Well, think... You know the bank advertising in New South Wales jersey? Which bank was it?
Westpac.
What about the Queensland one?
Couldn't tell you.
Don't fucking know, dear. No. Because it was small. It was there. All right. They're a fucking corporate whore of a team and they symbolise New South Wales at the moment. It's just sold out, mate. They're a sellout. Okay. And it's just that there needs to be a complete shake up. We've gone too upper class. We've sold out. Our base is in Coogee. You know what we did for our bonding session? We went to the establishment, a very fancy, posh pub, to do salsa dancing. That's what we did in our bonding session.
Mate, our bonding session, when I was playing for Matto Tigers, was we'd throw around, we'd put a brick in the fire, and then we'd have to pass it around until someone fucking dropped it. And then when they dropped it, we kicked the shit out of them.
See?
And that's how we bonded.
That's hardcore.
Mm.
That's how they should go.
Well, it was just normal in the 70s.
They should go to Mount Druitt and smoke some crack with the lovely people in Mount Druitt.
Mm.
They should fucking, their training facility should be like a fucking abandoned shed. They should have all the old weights, mate, 1960s weights.
Abandoned shed. Rocky 3, or is it 4 when he's got the bag of rocks?
Yes.
Doing tricep extension just with a bag of rocks.
Cut the bullshit, mate. Cut the bullshit. They go on salsa dancing in the establishment.
With each other?
Yes, they took a class. Oh, fucking hell, man. They should be like delivering to his kegs.
It's like fucking deliverance, not delivering.
They should be delivering beer kegs for the week, you know? Get out there and just deliver beer kegs.
Yeah, they used to do that.
Did they?
Yeah. Back in the day, Selomon it was called.
Yeah.
It'd come up like if a player scored a try in the 70s and 80s, it'd come up, inevitably, it'd come up Selomon, PE teacher, as the,
okay,
the only two occupations rugby league players had, or Garbo.
But
I don't have it in for PE teachers, but if you're being put there with Selomon and Garbo, it's on you.
They need a complete rebranding. They need new coach. They need tough coach. They need fucking, I don't know.
I reckon Madge.
They need something like that. They need an old school fucking, just a tough nut. Get in there and do it the old school way again because they've lost their way.
Walking barefoot with young touch with the world.
Maybe like dress Sturlo as Tommy Radonikis or something and just get AI to feed all the lines. Or Tommy lines.
Yeah, you could do that.
And just, see, he sort of looks like Tommy Radonikis. Put a fucking beer belly on him, Sturlo.
He's old enough.
But yeah, what did you think of the game? It was rubbish. Adelaide.
Yeah, Adelaide was a joke. There was no atmosphere. It was a fucking cricket pitch. Everyone was like 50 metres away. The closest seats were 50 metres away. Zero atmosphere. And why play there?
Origin's just about making money now.
Yeah.
Just don't fucking give a shit.
It's a joke. I want to start an no Origin campaign.
Ooh, that's tough.
Start a campaign. No, I don't think so.
What about if they had some real life stakes to these games? So, for instance, you lose, the borderline changes a little bit, or you lose council.
Oh, okay.
So, if New South Wales lose, they lose Byron Bay. Byron Bay becomes part of Queensland.
Oh, yeah.
Or if, you know, Queensland lose, New South Wales takes over Noosa, so it becomes a New South Wales area council.
I don't see any problems in administrating
but
that.
But imagine that. That's something to play for.
That's true.
You know, what if Parramatta just all of a sudden gone, becomes Queensland rules, Queensland laws?
That'd be fucking interesting. What about you just get to dump your dead for the year over the border?
Oh,
just corpses, your yearly corpses, just
that's
go straight over the
problem
water.
Now.
Yeah, just fucking boom. You look after them.
What about altering the laws so you'll be able to change legislation? That's one. Prime Minister can only come from the winning state.
Oh, okay. Albo,
he's in New South Wales, isn't he?
Yes. Southman.
So we wouldn't have had Albo last year if Queensland won the series. It'd have to be a Queensland.
With a fucking Palinuke,
yeah. Abandon Centrelink for the year in the losing state.
Ooh.
That's
the purge, mate.
there would be a lot of people just fucking cheering on that game, mate. Yeah. Come on. With their fucking, anyway, no Medicare or even just prohibit alcohol for the year.
Ooh.
For the losing state.
And the winning state gets free crack. Free meth, free crack. Drugs are your choice.
And what about, you know, just picture this, Origin, just having a once in a lifetime, one series in one century, just once off. So in your lifetime, you only get to see it played once, and you go to the grave if you lose, mate. If you lose that, you die with it. Come on.
I like it. I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm not saying I don't like it. Logistically, though, is it our lifetime, like my lifetime, in my 50s, you're in your 30s, and someone is 11.
Well, starts now. Yeah, well, that's it.
So once a century, you're saying?
Once a century.
Yeah, I like that. Well, that's a hell of a build-up, isn't it? It's been 99 years since Origin. That's a hell of a build-up.
And what a game to witness, part of. And like, a lose is fucking heavy. That's heavy, man. Losing the game, especially if you're a player, you will die knowing you lost that fucking series for your state. So I think they need to sort of, instead of doing it every year, once a century.
Once every 100 years. You're making a lot of sense today.
I think that's the only way to fix the situation.
The conundrum.
And it'll be bad, like if you're born and you're a great rugby league player, but you're probably 30, 40 years away from this series happening. Tough luck. Yeah. You're just going to have to breed accordingly.
That's not going to be a problem at all, is it? Wow.
But, yeah, and Channel 9's coverage was balls.
Oh, Channel 9 have lost the fuck. Since Rabs is gone, there's nothing there. I don't like any of the commentators there.
Yep. But Cam Smith's like an AFL commentator.
Just
reminds me, it just feels like I'm watching AFL when he speaks. Mm-hmm. When he speaks.
Yeah,
he
these
speak
Melbourne,
often.
Melbourne pricks all over fucking. Yep. And you got Kronk on the other side. I can't stand either of them. They're just so smug.
Yep.
They're so smug. They think they won all the grand finals they cheated on.
Yep. And the crossing over to the coaches just cheapens the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's like fucking...
They crossed over to Billy Slater when they were scoring a try.
It's like T20 cricket, mate, you know. I don't want that access. It cheapens it. It doesn't make it real.
Exactly. Just
get rid of it. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I'm with you. I'm with you a lot today, actually. What is going on there?
Yes, Origin. Oh. Well, that's a wrap, and they've got... I don't think New South Wales can do it in Queensland, but
well, they're in a lot of trouble. They got, who are they going to pick? Well, let's talk about the halves, right? That's the big conundrum. As much as we hate it, we have to talk about it.
Reynolds, I think Reynolds and Nico, but I could be swayed for Walker. But
yeah, well, Walker's the best 5'8" in the game at the moment.
I think you need statistically. Talking about Moses.
Yeah.
No.
It'll probably be Moses. Fucking
because of Fittler. This Fittler, is what I mean.
Fittler hates South players. He won't put him in as much as he can avoid it. I heard Fittler and Brandy were going to name themselves in the halves.
Yeah, probably.
That'd be something.
Ogre.
That's the 1 in 100 years.
Select themselves.
Yeah. I don't know. I reckon Cody should get the 5'8". He's the best 5'8" at the moment. Will he work well with who's outside him? I don't know. Reno, definitely.
He's just for his kicking game. Just
Reno and Nico, I'd be happy with that.
Anyway, it doesn't matter, mate. I just they need to completely tear that joint apart and bring back some soul into that organisation because right now it's gone. Like Queensland, fucking Billy Slater's bringing up natural disasters and Queensland people surviving them and all that. That's
tough. He's saying they're made of sterner stuff.
And that's, you know, he's winning the battle. He's winning the battle. He's like...
Hearts and minds, mate. You heard of this theory?
Mm-hmm.
They send out like elite troops, not to decimate enemy territory, but to win over the local tribes. Hearts and minds.
That's it.
You get them on your side.
It's a lot of New South Wales fans aren't on the side of New South Wales at the moment, you know.
So what happens? Right, Queensland win the second one, then it's a dead rubber in New South Wales. Is anyone going to go to that?
That's the thing. And
do you risk your players? How many guys pull out of that one?
Well, apparently there was a stat or something. Mm. New South Wales NRL is meant to lose like $12 million or something.
If it's a dead rubber.
So New South Wales will win the second one. if money's involved, they'll make sure.
Nothing shifty about Philandies coming from racing. I just started watching Casino the other night too.
So. Ah, it's great.
Ace Rothstein, mate. That's who we've got running the game.
Yeah. But, yeah, anyway, we'll see how that is. And, yeah, we're just going to have to bear with it for a little while longer. And then
look at us bearing with it. The greatest game of all. But it's all right. It just fucks up the season, man. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Penrith could be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Because once you do a hammy like that, you can that can just keep going on you.
Yeah.
That happened to Turbo. It happened to Latrell for a couple of years, you know.
That's true. And Teddy hasn't been playing well.
Mm.
He played all right against the Dog. Did he play that good?
Nah. He scored three tries.
Yeah, backing up.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't an incredible game. It was ridiculous. Nah. The blow-up of how well he went was just...
And the Dogs took him right to the fucking... right to the end. What the fuck was that in my hair?
It's a bit of steel wool.
Good.
All right.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Email us at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com.
What about, do you remember having to do scripture lessons in high school?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was always non-scripture.
Yeah, I was non.
Were you non-scripture?
But they put me in, I'll tell you a little story, down at Maroubra. Maroubra Bay Primary School. The old man's a fucking big, hairy muzzy, you know, and big fucking, big bastard, even back for them days. Mm. Shoulders like hairy coconuts and a big Magnum P.I. mo.
Yeah.
It's quite the looker too. And they stuck us in, because me and my brother were wogs, they just stuck us in Greek Orthodox. And so,
well, they just picked one randomly.
Yeah, they just picked the one where all the wogs were and just chucked us in there. And, so we go home, me and my brother, and we start talking about Jesus and how good Jesus shit. Is. And we're putting up pictures of Jesus everywhere. And he's like, fucking them, and it's all, you know, just going off in fucking Arabic. And so he goes down to the school the next day and he just. Gave them an absolute bollocking, man. Like, he was screaming at them, and the windows were rattling. The windows were rattling.
Wow.
And,
anyway,
then they kept us out after that. But go on, scripture.
On scripture. Well, what about a scripture series? So, divide the teams based on religious beliefs.
Wow.
So, you'd have the Christians versus the Catholics. So, whatever your religious belief was as a child, you'd have to play for that team. Muslims versus the non-scriptures. I'd still keep the non-scriptures there. That'd be the atheists.
Yeah, the atheists. Atheists, agnostics, throw them all together.
I think that'd be a good series. I think that could be, maybe that could be our once in a century game. Where
the only Muslim I know of is Payne Haas.
Payne Haas.
But he's a one-man army, isn't he? Army of one.
There'd be a few more. There'd be a few more out there.
You'd have to think so.
Best team would be the Mormons. They would be... It'd be all the fucking Good Islander players. Yeah. Aren't they all Mormons?
Yeah. They'd be knocking down the door.
And I think the Christians would suffer. I think they'd be, I don't know.
Oh, a lot of the islanders are Christians too.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah. Heaps of them. You see, they got Jesus written on there.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably, they're going to be the guns then.
Yeah.
The Muslim team will be like the Lebanese team in the World Cup. Just barely keeping it together.
That will be like my Maroubra Bay Primary, mate. They'll just throw them all in, all the Lebs and Orthodox in together.
You can wear your non-scripture jersey.
I'd love to wear a non-scripture jersey.
And support, yeah.
God, I'd know, with an exclamation mark.
Upside down crosses on the bandaging.
That's good.
But yeah, the scripture series.
Yeah, I think it's got legs.
I think it does. I think it's if we can incorporate, we're getting all fucking political these days in the rugby league. So why not have the Mormons, who don't believe in same-sex marriage, play off against the Christians?
The Mormons, yeah, they believe in polygamy, right?
Yeah.
So having as many wives as you can.
You know, we...
I believe in polygamy too. My wife doesn't.
No.
She's a staunch denier of polygamy. Well, I've tried to convince her otherwise.
Some more news out. Danny Brown.
Oh, yeah. Sexual touching.
Sexual touching. Sex fingers, I'm going to start calling him now.
Sex fingers.
Everything he touches, he fucks. So, yeah. Danny Brown. It got me thinking about a sex pest dream team.
Sex pests. I think I might be one. I told you this before now. I'm not sure.
Well, just be careful,
I could be one. I mean, only on my missus. But I'm always doing a stupid nude shit in front of her.
Yeah, that's pest.
That's a sex pest? Yeah.
Well, this sex pest team, I think, takes it a bit further.
I've got this great silverback, nude silverback thing I do.
The Bellin.
Even the name.
Yeah. Tristan Saylor.
Yeah.
He's in a
all alleged.
Team.
This is all alleged.
Well, you know, they
yeah, by the courts. It's been alleged by the courts. We're not saying. We're just saying, wouldn't it be interesting?
Hayne would be the water boy.
He's a captain. Captain coach. Okay. He's fucking in jail for sex pesting.
And Kent, coach.
Oh, Kent.
Paul Kent.
Yeah.
Let's not forget about him. Let's keep his name.
Touchy.
Touchy.
He could be the referee. He's got opinions on everything.
Has there been anyone else that's been that would make the sex pest?
Everyone else. There's always something, isn't there? There's always someone. Who else was there?
But why would Danny Brown?
But apparently the CC.
Well, so what's happening?
Apparently the alleged crime was that he sexually touched this woman on the breasts five times on the dance floor. However, his lawyer and himself have reviewed the CCTV footage, and it doesn't happen once. So they reckon he's in the clear.
And that NRL said he can play, so that's a telling sign.
Mm.
And he did look pretty comfortable when he was training.
He knows he did nothing. He lives at Rose Bay.
Of course he does.
Who drives from Rose Bay to Parramatta to
Kellyville
train?
Sometimes. To Kellyville, they train in Kellyville these days.
Why not?
Well, do you want to live in Kellyville or Rose Bay?
Well, I don't know.
Kellyville's a nice place, I suppose.
Rose Bay, I guess. It's close to Bondo. That makes him close to a rooster. It's a very Jewish area.
Yeah.
Is it possible he's Jewish?
Maybe. But
all sex fingers.
So this chick's going out there and bullshitting this. So for what?
To
get money?
We don't know.
This could be a possible avenue as well, which everyone's afraid to talk about.
Mm.
No one's allowed to. They can talk about him doing this and these allegations, but can we talk about maybe that he could have been set up?
Yeah, look, it's very possible.
It's very possible. But what's he doing? Fucking pissed.
Yeah, oh, it was bi-week. It was bi-week.
But still.
Yeah, man. I know. But they're idiots. They're young, you know.
But at the same...
They're young, dumb, and full of calm, as the saying goes, and, you know, not their own.
But, yeah, anyway, he's in a bit of trouble, and he's made the sixth best dream team.
Yeah. 5'8"?
5'8", and halfback.
Who else? Back in 2000s, the whole Bulldog side could have been...
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Could have picked them all, except for Hazem El Masri.
Yeah.
He's a devout Muslim man.
Yeah. There's a long history of sex pest dream teams. And
sex pestery is a big part of rugby league.
And that there has been talk about these buys. Now that there's so many buys, that there could be an increase in incidents
in
like
pesting.
This.
We need to call Flick.
But, yeah, anyway, that's... It's the sixth best dream team.
Yeah, well, so who was in it? Just run me down again.
The Bellin. Tristan Saylor. He's been, hopefully he makes a comeback. Danny Brown, and then you had Hayne.
Jarrod Hayne.
He should have a taxi running on the sideline as well, just waiting for him. He can run the waters, but in and out of the taxi.
Paul Kent.
Paul Kent's in there now. So he's not coming back this year.
I don't think he'll ever be back.
Nah, he'll be back.
But no one's ever going to take him. I mean, not that anyone took him seriously before then.
Nah, he'll be back next year. He'll be back.
Okay.
Anyway.
I hope not.
No, you don't.
I like 360 much better with Talas.
With Talas?
It's much calmer, you know?
He's quite opinionated and he's quite loud and he gives me the shits.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
Anyway. I like getting the shits. I don't know.
So let's have a look at what's coming up this round. Round 15 looks like this. We'll give our tips.
Origin's still impacting this round, I reckon.
It's a full set of games.
It is, but I just feel like the fatigue.
A full brace.
They reckon, you know, it's better to play another game like a few days after, not a week after. So.
Well, we both know that.
We know that, yeah.
We used to play midweek cup and
back up.
And back up the next day.
For the Thursday local cup,
yeah. So on Thursday night, we got Titans versus Tigers, and that's a dead even, $1.90 each.
Tigers are getting better.
Titans will score 22, then give up a lead.
It's crazy, isn't it? I just feel like Titans...
Well, they're not fit enough, are they? We took them apart in that second half.
Yeah.
Fuck out the shits in the first half.
Yeah.
Oh, I just couldn't sit still. I was throwing shit around the room. I threw all my toys out the cot, mate. Because those of you who don't know, I do have a big cot.
That's a tough one, man.
I'm going Tigers.
It's in Gold Coast. If it was in Leichhardt, I'd go Tigers. But we're going to go Tigers as well.
Yeah. Two for Tigers.
The 300th Croker.
The Croker match. And they gave it. You know what I like about this? The NRL recognised that and gave it the greatest time slot, 6 p.m. Friday.
It's crazy, isn't it? They should have changed it, man. They should have made it 8 o'clock. Come on.
Yeah, it should be the 8 o'clock.
Just swap it over. But balls out to Croker. Like, he was down and out, and he wasn't going well, but he has fucking changed things for our team. He hasn't done anything special, but the morale around our team at the moment is just fucking, it's high.
He's somewhat of a talisman, isn't he?
Would
you say he's a totem?
Yes. But headgear wearing totem.
Yeah.
Totem. Now, surely Raiders win this.
They're $1.50 to $2.60.
Sold out, but.
6 o'clock on Friday night will be fucking butt cold, mate. It'll be colder than a nun's moot. I would imagine.
300th, they're going to be up, but this has just got Raiders tragedy written all
debacle.
Over.
Debacle. I remember when I went to Sutto's 300th game. We were playing the Tigers, and on the 30-meter mark, they changed it to 300 for him in honour of him, and the Tigers pumped us.
Did they?
Yeah, the boys didn't get up for Sutto.
This is a big game for us, man. Like if we win this, we get like 4 points clear of 7th and 8th, and we're still in the hunt for first. So this is a huge game because Warriors are 2 points behind us. It's massive.
You should come here and watch it.
Friday, 6 o'clock, come on.
Oh, yeah, kids.
Nowhere, yeah.
Don't have kids, people. So I'm going Raiders. You're going Raiders? Yeah. Let's see. Then 8 p.m. on Friday night is Sea Eagles versus the Dolphins, and Sea Eagles are hot favourites. Odds are $1.37 to Dolphins $3.
Give us the noise, Morden.
No, there it is. No there.
Are they sliding?
Dolphins? I think Kafusi's back this week.
Yeah, but are they sliding? Answer my question, mate. Are they sliding?
Yes.
I think they are.
Sideways, but not backwards, and forever twirling. I'm going Dolphins here.
Nah, I think Manly.
Yeah? Well, based on DCE?
DCE, Tommy. Tommy's back. They haven't ruled him out. The 11-day thing is just bullshit now.
But he's fucking...
Nah,
but he wasn't good in Origin, man.
No, he wasn't, but he carved the Raiders up the week before, and I think he'll do it again. But I just think the Dolphins have done such a great job. They've had the injuries have just been fucking... Like, they're losing their main halfback for most of the year. Sullivan, he's a great player.
Yeah.
And they've done it without him.
What about Schuster? No, look, Schuster, he'll carve him up the first half, go missing in the second.
He's got potential, man. Yeah. He's got potential of being really good.
He'll be eating a banh mi roll second half. No carrot. So you're picking, I'm going Dolphins, you're going Seagulls.
Yep.
Then the blockbuster of the game, of the round, 3 p.m. on Saturday, it is Dragons at home versus the mighty Rabbitohs. Dragons are $2.75, Rabbitohs $1.45. Word is today Cody Walker left training early with a quad strain.
Really?
Yeah. It was being reported as I was driving home.
So
if we rest Walker.
And no Littrell?
No Littrell, no Cam Murray, no Jairo.
Go the Dragons.
No Walker. Yeah. this could be it. This is the fucking... This is the price you pay for having Origin players.
Yeah.
Not anyway. That Walker was, but hopefully... You know what I hope? They want Walker, and he says, fuck you. Because remember when he played and fucking Freddie... Well. He played really well in that Origin, and Freddie benched him, took him off, because Freddie had to blame fucking someone for the loss. Then Walker goes back on and sets up a try straight away.
I'm hearing Morden yelling here.
Good. I'm not. But I'm just thinking, I just like players to start saying, nah, I want to concentrate on my... You know,
I think that's
like,
what
like
Wyden did.
And Papali.
Yeah.
Wyden and Papali. Well, yep. All players need to be doing that.
Just, I think we're going all in this season, the Raiders. Yeah. I really think this is it. They know it. It's the end of an era. We're going all in. We don't have the talent. We don't have the speed.
Why are we talking about Raiders?
Because I'm just that's those decisions from Wyden.
Yeah, and Papali.
Battlers and brawlers, as Stuart said, and I think we're going all in. This is it, mate. This is it
and
for
pests,
another 30 years.
Battlers, brawlers and pests. So who do you pick, Dragons or Rabbitohs?
Rabbits.
Yeah, I'm going Rabbits. Following that, 5:30 on Saturday, you got the Broncos at home. I mean, they don't play a game out of Britain,
this is
do they?
Ridiculous.
Versus the Knights.
Oh, they played New Zealand, and I just heard one of the journos going, "Oh, they've done it well playing away from home and winning 2 weeks in a row. They haven't been doing it, bastards."
So Broncos are very short favourites at $1.20 tonight's $4.50. Can't go past the Broncos, I don't think.
Knights upset. That's my upset.
Wow.
Yep. I'm going Knights upset in that game.
Then Roosters at 7:30 versus Panthers. Roosters at home.
Panthers are without, back number one.
Yeah, but without Cleary. So the Roosters get the Panthers without Cleary. How's their fucking timing? What black magic fuckery is Politis mixed up in? That's what I want to know.
Is
he worshipping Satan? Has he got a... He's got a fucking line straight to Satan to get this shit happening, because they play the top team back-to-back premiers without their fucking playmaker.
Yep.
But I'm picking Panthers still.
I think Panthers are back number one.
Yeah, they're a very good side.
They're back.
They might be without Sorensen too, I believe.
He's a good player, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very good. Coming off contract too.
He looks like a... something that fucking Flanagan created in the lab.
He's got a bit of that Van Damme about him.
Yeah, he does.
He's got a bit of blood sport.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, especially when he drops and does a splits, mate, in the middle of the fucking field. He tackles while splitting. Then Sunday, 11 June, we have the Storm at home versus the Sharks.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
Storm embarrassed last week by the Cowboys. This just happens, man. It happens.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen to the Panthers. Have you guys been... You've been beaten substantially. You've been beaten by about 30 points, haven't you? South?
No.
I'm sure you have.
You guys put 30 on us.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, but it was 30...
Ah, but you guys are still in
it. It was 36-28 or something. I mean, we scored the same amount of tries.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Storm bounce back
for sure. I'm not rating the Sharks. Everyone's saying the Sharks are going to fucking do well. Morton, I'm talking to you. Loves the Sharks for some reason.
What about the Storm? I don't think they're as good as they have been.
No way. They're going to struggle. But
they might
not
make the four. I don't think they'll make the top four.
They might. Yeah, that's true.
I don't think they will.
Who's your top four?
Panthers, Souths.
Broncos.
Broncos.
Raiders.
Raiders.
Why are you laughing? I told you, mate, we're going all in. We are going all in this year. So we got an easy draw.
Oh, and then the last game. Oh, we've both gone
Monday.
It is. Is it Monday?
King's birthday. It is Monday. Yep. King's birthday.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Dogs, Eels.
Dogs, Eels, Monday.
Classic match.
It is a classic. 3:10 to $1.37 Eels. It's at Acor Stadium. Home ground for both of them, really. I'm going to have to go Eels here.
I'm going to have to go Eels.
RCG's back, apparently.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's big. I think the Eels are going to go on a run now.
I've got a team list right here.
I think the Eels are going to go on a run. Moses is going to play his heart out. I think it's going to be a close game. The Dogs have gotten a lot better.
Yeah. He's been named at number 8, RCG.
That's big. That's a big in.
That's huge.
Yep. I think this could be the start of the Eels run.
Start of the Eels run.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, okay. Oh, I'm going Eels too. That's a Monday. Shit. I may have made fucking...
Just change them, mate.
I know, but...
It's King's birthday. People, you should have known.
I knew. I didn't know the game was on. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it.
Yep.
It's a quickie. Well, not that quick, really. 51 minutes, so...
No, we're only meant to go half a footy, but anyway. Morden will be back next week, hopefully.
Well, we'll
see.
Is next week Origin week? Because that could be bye week for us, too.
No,
I love those bye weeks, man. They're fucking great. Keep listening, subscribe, listen to Duke and Leon's School of Life.
Yep.
Just do everything that you're not supposed to do that doesn't hurt anyone else. All right? Because that's what we live by. That's our code.
Spread the word. Balls out, no flops.
Yeah. Do you do the one at school? The word of the day is legs. Spread the word. Do you remember that one?
No.
You never did that? No. The word of the day is legs. Spread the word. And we just thought we were a fucking pinnacle of wit. All right. See you next week. Maybe.